And now in news from Africa, earlier this week, California Congresswoman Karen Bass and New Jersey Congressman Chris Smith heard testimony and queried witnesses in a House Foreign Relations Committee hearing on U.S. relations with Rwanda. The central question under consideration was whether or not the U.S. should be supporting the Rwandan government with foreign aid and military assistance, despite allegations of egregious human rights violations. Congressmember Smith expressed concern that Rwanda is on the Tier 2 watch list for its failure to address the country's human trafficking problem in accordance with legislation that he himself authored. The most contested issue during the hearing, however, was the allegation made by both the BBC and the Toronto Mail and Guardian that Rwandan President Paul Kagame hires assassins to eliminate enemies abroad. KPFA's Ann Garrison has more.
Former Rwandan military officer Robert Higiro told the House Foreign Relations Subcommittee that he had recorded conversations in which Rwandan Colonel Dan Munyuza attempted to hire and reward him well for assassinating Rwandan President Paul Kagame's worst enemies, former Rwandan intelligence chief Patrick Karegeya, and former Rwandan army chief Kayumba Nyamwasa. Karegeya was ultimately assassinated on New Year's Day 2014 in South Africa, where Kayumba has now survived four assassination attempts. Higiro shared the recordings with Toronto Mail and Guardian writers, who then published an expose titled Assassination in Africa, Inside the Plots to Kill Rwanda's Dissidents, in May 2014. BBC producers spoke to Higiro and played clips of the recordings in the documentary Rwanda's Untold Story, which aired in October 2014. Congress members Chris Smith and Karen Bass argued with Rwanda's representative Willis Shalita about the credibility of the recording.
Everything that you've said is that there's no proof of anything. Everything's just allegations.
What we've heard here today, and you know, having been an investigator for 28 years, investigating the best lawyers in this country, I hear nothing but allegations. If there are facts, why not share them with you?
Well, I think that Mr.
I resent the fact that my fellow witnesses here, they're entitled to their opinion, but they're not entitled to their own facts. Let me say something, Mr. Chairman.
The allegation who has recorded the request that he assassinate two individuals that the Toronto newspaper and the BBC found credible, to my chagrin, and I'm sure the ranking member, our own State Department, has not even listened to those tapes. That is evidence. That's evidence. Of course, there's a due process stream that needs to be followed, but when you get multiple allegations with streams of evidence, begs the question, why are we looking the other way and acting as if none of it's credible?
With all due respect, Mr. Chairman, what the newspaper in Canada says is not evidence.
Well, no, let me just ask you this,
as an investigator, if there are tapes, would you then want to have a tape of the voice of the person who the allegation is made about? Because there's enough science to prove whether or not it's the same person. It doesn't seem to be that deep.
I have not listened to the tape. I have read the transcript in its entirety.
I know. I'm just saying, as an investigator,
yes,
wouldn't that conclude?
I would want the real voice of Colonel Dan Munyuza to compare with what's alleged.
Right.
This gentleman
so
has.
If that was done, wouldn't we be able to know?
If it was done, yes.
Okay.
I mean, it's just hard
to believe that there's just allegations and nothing's ever been proven.
Well, for instance, Mr. Higiro has made an accusation that Rwandans are being flocked to Texas. I live in Austin, Texas. I want to go on the record and challenge him. Tell me, where are these Rwandans?
At the end of that exchange with Congressmembers Smith and Bass, Rwanda's Representative Willis Shalita was attempting to deflect their convictions regarding the verifiability of the recordings by disputing an earlier witness's claim that President Kagame was paying the airlines and hotel bills of Rwandans being flown to Dallas, Texas, to cheer for him at Rwanda Day, an annual promotional event which rotates from one major city to another in the Western world. For Pacifica, KPFA and FRB Radio, I'm Ann Garrison.